We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is the Rusk Report, a program that takes an inside look at Western New York with news, features, and special guests. Now, here's your host, Brian Rusk.
Welcome to the Rusk Report on ESPN AM 1520, blanketing 17 states and much of Canada. We have a great entrepreneur who has been on this program before when he received an honorary doctoral degree from Damon College in Amherst, New York, John Kotsmatidis. John Kotsmatidis is the chairman and chief executive officer of the Red Apple Group, which has holdings in oil refining, retail petroleum products, convenience stores, real estate, aviation, and supermarkets with investments in both medical and industrial technology. John Kotsmatidis was born in Greece on the island of Nisiros. Both his grandfathers came to America in 1913. His father, Andres, stayed behind to take care of the family as a lighthouse keeper for 17 years. After World War II, John Kotsmatidis' father returned to Nisiros, married, and emigrated to New York in 1948. While John was 6 months old, the family lived in a small walk-up apartment at 135th Street in Harlem, New York. It's a great rags-to-riches story that he told at commencement at Damon College. He is also involved as the leader of United Refining Corporation. And there's been a lot of interest in the beautification of vacant properties that were gas stations. I believe there are five United Refining has in Western New York. Let's talk about this one at 422 Ontario Street in the Riverside section. You have already beautified this as the first of five gas stations. Tell what you did with the topsoil and grass at 422 Ontario Street in Riverside. John Kotsmatidis.
Well, Brian, it's good to be with you again today, and I'd like to remind our audience, we love Buffalo, Rochester, we love that entire area. Our company has a very large investment in that area, and we've owned United Refining since 35 years now.
Oh, boy.
And we bought the company in bankruptcy. We saved them from those bankruptcy guys that love to kill companies, and we saved 5,000 jobs. And we've been committed to that entire Buffalo, Rochester, that whole Western New York area for 35 years. We continue to make investments, and we look to make even more investments. We were quite surprised when our people made the decision a while back that these were underperforming convenience stores, gas stations, and we're going to put them on the shelf. In other words, as neighborhoods get better, we'd like to reopen those stores. Meanwhile, we do whatever is necessary. We put grass on the properties. We're willing to put additional park benches, making it a community facility until we're ready to use it. And I seek your ideas on it too, Brian.
Well, it seems like you're doing a great job. I've seen the picture on the website of 422 River Ontario Street, and I understand this is going to be leased to a church because now the grass is beautiful with the shrubs nearby, and now a church is going to be leasing this facility. Tell us about this location. Is this a model of what you're going to do at the other four locations in Western New York?
We have... I modeled my business in a way that we have common sense. In other words, if it makes common sense to work with the church and the community, then we'd love to do it. But we haven't signed anything yet, and the facts are, you know, I'm very much involved in church. I was the head of the Greek Orthodox Church of North America as the highest layperson for all the 3 years. And we were in charge of 13 dioceses and 526 churches. So I'm a religious person, and I love to work with churches.
Very good. Now, this one location looks very attractive, what you've done. So you're planning this at the other four locations in Buffalo, Lackawanna, Amherst, and Tonawanda to beautify them?
Until we're ready to use it for business purposes again and create more revenues and for the communities, we will do whatever's necessary to make sure that it's beautified and looks good to the community. And if the community wants to use it in some way, we will find a way to do it.
Now, I understand you're going to have parks. You're going to have beautiful grass, topsoil, park benches, maybe some trees. So you want to blend into the neighborhood with the housing and make it appealing. But the question is, you still have to retain some stone barriers, because I understand at some of your locations, people have put abandoned vehicles and large amounts of garbage. So you still have to maintain some barrier to keep off abandoned vehicles. Is that right?
I was told that by some of our operations people, that people just park cars up there and just forget about them. And that's not acceptable. That does not beautify a community by having cars just abandoned in a beautiful park.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Okay. So basically, let's get back to your attitude of being a good neighbor. You've been a philanthropist for decades. You've done a lot for the Greek Church. When you came to Buffalo, when you were considering buying One Seneca Tower, when you toured it with John Kelmel and Peter Hunt, you met with all the leaders of the Greek Orthodox Church in Buffalo. So basically, is it your philosophy of giving back to your community and always being a good neighbor?
We have always done that, and I am a community person, and we do donate back, and we welcome any suggestions that you have or the community has.
Very good. Now let's talk about another thing that is very popular. The United States has been importing oil and gas from overseas for decades, and you have always been bragging with the Quick Fill gas station chain, which you're chairman of the board with United Refining, of using American crude. Why is it so important that we become in America energy independent of the Middle East?
Well, we've always advertised that our gasoline is made from 100% North American crude produced by American workers. In other words, all our crude oil comes from Canada, goes through a pipeline down to our oil refinery, where American workers make it into gasoline. And I believe that North America, between Mexico, the United States, and Canada, we could be independent of foreign oil. And it's good for our security, it's good for our economy, it's good for jobs in America, and that's what I believe in, and that's why we do not buy any foreign crude. We do not sell crude or we do not sell gasoline to foreigners. I believe that we have to take care of America first.
Very good. And is this something that is well received with the public? You have gas stations throughout New York State. Is this accepted very well with the public, with the consumer, that you have American crude instead of oil coming from the Middle East?
People loved it ever since we went into it about 7 years ago. Our sales have more than doubled. And people love the idea that we're patriotic, and it's just, let's feel American.
Very good. Now, you have a rags-to-riches story, and I mentioned a little bit in the introduction of your father. You came from very humble means, living in a walk-up apartment in Harlem, New York, and now you're a great philanthropist and chairman of the board of United Refining and the Red Apple Group, which is a major economic entity with, which I believe, about 10,000 employees throughout the U.S. Let's talk a little bit about your rags-to-riches story. What got you started, and why do you give back to your community?
Well, my two grandfathers came to America in 1913. They were part of the European wave of people that were immigrating from, Greece, Italy, Turkey, the entire region. And they came to America because they were looking for the streets paved with gold.
Mm-hmm.
My two uncles came over in the 1920s, my father's brothers. And my father, who was keeping a lighthouse for the Italian government to earn a few lira to feed his sisters and his mother, it wasn't until after World War II where the lighthouse was closed and my father went back to his island and married my mom. 6 months later, I was born. And 6 months after that, they came to America, looking for the land of opportunity. And the difference is, my father did not come here as an illegal alien. His two brothers had to sign with the government of the United States that if my father couldn't pay the rent, he could not go for welfare, they would pay it. And my father worked two jobs, 7 days a week, so that that his brothers and the family name would not be embarrassed.
Wonderful, wonderful success story. A man who loves his country, who pulled himself up by the bootstraps from very humble origins to now being one of America's greatest entrepreneurs. John Kotsimatidis Sr., Chairman and CEO of the Red Apple Group, which has United Refining. We've talked about his beautification of 5 vacant locations with former gas stations in Buffalo, Lackawanna, Amherst, and Tonawanda. If you're listening in Tonawanda, Montreal, or Manhattan, drop us a note listening to our 50,000 watts of clear channel power on ESPN AM 1520. Please write to Brian Rusk, 500 Corporate Parkway, Suite 200, Buffalo, New York, 14226. We always greet cards and letters from our Canadian and European listeners, as we have received letters at this station as far away as Scandinavia and New Zealand. Special thanks to those who called regarding our recent guest, business executive from Rochester, Tim Rice, Mitch Flynn with the Roswell Park Cancer Institute, Congressman Chris Collins. Coming up, we'll have Carrie Nowak regarding a Christian camp, Dr. Adam Borzinski, orthopedic surgeon, and Bob Collins and Robbie Irvine with the Gravenhurst, Ontario Chamber of Commerce. We have another plug here. Western New Yorkers love their traditions, and the AMPO Legal has been writing about Polish-American traditions and events for over 50 years. News and features from a Polish-American perspective can be found in this weekly newspaper, as well as recipes and a calendar of events. Don't miss out on the next cultural presentation or polka dance by reading the AMPO Legal. The AMPO Legal is available in many Tops and Wegmans stores. For home delivery, call 716-835-9454. That's 716-835-9454 to have the latest news from Poland and Polonia in your mailbox each week. A little bit more information about John Kotsimatidis. He attended both public and parochial schools. He graduated from Brooklyn Technical High School. He also received an honorary doctoral degree from Damon College in Amherst, New York. In 2008, John Kotsimatidis co-founded the Brooklyn Tech Endowment Fund. This $10 million endowment is the first of its kind for a public school. During high school, John delivered groceries for tips. He was also one of the major supporters of the dinner with the Diocese of New York, and a very generous philanthropist. John Kotsimatidis Sr., Chairman of the Board and CEO of the Red Apple Group with United Refining. Let's talk a little bit more about American crude and how you get it with United Refining from Canada, because you must be a good employer in Canada too, so you're also helping the Canadian economy, is that right?
We're one of the largest importers of Canadian crude oil, and we just finished remodeling one of the Enbridge's pipelines to be able to even receive additional amounts of crude oil as the area grows. And so we are committed. We have investments in Canada. We have investments in New York State and Ohio, Pennsylvania. And we're committed to creating jobs, and we're creating American jobs.
Well, that's wonderful. And that's basically the area where most of our listeners are from New York, Ohio, Pennsylvania. We cover half of Canada with ESPN AM 1520 with our 50,000 watts of clear channel power. Let's talk about your love of America. You came over here as a baby, and it's really a rags-to-riches story. You also have the Gristiti's grocery store chain, which your children are very active with. Let's talk about why you love the United States so much. John Kotsimatidis with United Refining.
Well, where else can you go in the world and have the opportunities that you have in the United States of America? Being of Greek American, of Greek descent, I was always afraid when I was younger that people would be prejudiced against me.
Mm-hmm.
And you always live with that fear. We overcame it. And I have to tell you, I think there's always going to be prejudice, but I think there's less prejudice today than ever in America. We had a black president. A lot of people liked him. A lot of people didn't like him. But even the people that didn't like him accepted him. And I think that came a long way. What's happening now with President Trump, a lot of people dislike him. And they're very vocal about it, and I really don't understand it. He got elected. Give the man a chance to do his job. And look, I was a Bill Clinton Democrat one time, and I loved Bill Clinton. I would have given my left arm for Bill Clinton. But Donald Trump is creating an economy. He's putting America first, and he's making sure that our country is getting a good deal from the rest of the countries as far as the economy. I know there's been some differences with Canada, but I am sure they're going to sit down and common sense will prevail. And Canada is our brother, there will never be a disagreement with Canada.
Let's get back to the six-month beautification project. You already completed with United Refining the beautification with lovely grass and shrubs at 422 Ontario Street in the Riverside section of Buffalo. So you think in 6 months you'll make all these five properties attractive and park-like?
I hope it happens in 90 days. I hope it doesn't take that long.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. For those who just tuned in, our guest is the chairman of the board of United Refining and the Red Apple Group, John Kotsimatidis, who's involved in a beautification program with five locations of former gas stations, and he's beautifying them in Western New York. If you're listening in Cheektowaga or Toronto or Washington, D.C., to our 50,000 watts of clear channel power, please write to Brian Rusk, ESPN Radio, 500 Corporate Parkway, Suite 200, Buffalo, New York, 14226. We always greet cards and letters from our Canadian and European listeners. A little bit more information about John Kotsimatidis. While a senior at Brooklyn Tech, John Kotsimatidis received a congressional nomination to West Point from Congressman William Fitzryan, but eventually attended New York University. While studying engineering on the Bronx campus of NYU, John worked in a supermarket owned by a close family friend who lent him the down payment on a small supermarket on 99th Street and Broadway on the Upper West Side of Manhattan. His first store opened in 1968. Let's talk a little bit about the Alfred E. Smith dinner in New York, helping poor
children. By the way, you know what that tells you, 1968?
Yeah.
This is my 50th year of working in the food business, too.
Okay. Let's talk about that for a minute. I know your children, John Kotsimatidis Jr. and Andrea Kotsimatidis, are active with the Gristides grocery store chain. How is that doing? How is that growing and developing?
All retail, because of internet, is very, very tough right now. What my daughter is concentrating on is being able to market to millennials, because it's a different mentality. And also on grab-and-go type business, like our convenience stores do. You walk in, you work all day, and all you want, you don't want to cook. You just want to grab, go, heat it up, and eat it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Let's talk about the Alfred E.
There's a change in business.
John Kotsimatidis was one of the major donors for the Alfred E. Smith dinner that honored John Castle with a Happy Warrior Award. They raised about $4 million last year, and John Kotsimatidis has been a longtime supporter to help youth, regardless of faith, throughout the metropolitan New York area, which we blanket with ESPN AM 1520. Why do you help these needy children in the Archdiocese of New York, John Kotsimatidis?
Well, I'm vice chairman of Police Athletic League with Mr. Morgenthau, who was the DA for 40 years, 50 years. I lose track. Mr. Morgenthau is going to be 99 years old this July. And he's still helping kids. And I joined the board. I got interviewed by Mr. Morgenthau in 1984. That's 34 years ago. I got interviewed to be a board member, and I'm now vice chairman. And we help more inner city kids than anybody else in the city. And, they do need help. A lot of these kids are one parent homes and they need mentors. They need somebody to put their arm around them and give them direction. Tomorrow, night, there's an event in New York that Tony Danza, the famous actor,
right,
has taken 100 PAL kids and he's going to be able to teach him acting, and he's going to put on a mini Broadway show with them. And out of those 100 kids, maybe 20 will become real actors. But it's direction, being able to mentor, and being able to help. When I grew up in Harlem, and I was 18, 19 years old, 20 years old, I had a mentor, and his name was Tony. And he showed me the right directions. Then the reason of my success, I was willing to learn. I had two or three or four mentors. You know, one Greek, one Italian, one Jewish. And they all taught me a little bit of what life is all about and what business is all about. And I attribute my success to my mentors, my willingness to listen and take direction, and I still think about them all the time.
Now, talking about mentors, you have two very bright children who, I guess, in 10 or 20 years are going to be the heirs apparent for United Refining, Red Apple Group, Gristides Grocery Store Chain, Andrea, and John Kotsimatidis Jr. How are your kids doing? And also, you have a lovely wife, Margot. How are your kids doing in the business?
My son works 7 days a week, just about, on the company. He loves the energy business. He loves the real estate business. We're building big apartment houses in New York, and we're starting in Florida. My daughter loves the real estate business, is involved with the supermarket business, as far as transforming it to a new look. And they both are interested in our company, and they realize if our company does well, they can give away more money.
Very good. Very good. And you're committed to this beautification of these properties in Buffalo, Lackawanna, Amherst, and Tonawanda with United Refining, right?
Absolutely. We do that in New York City. We do that in Florida. We do that in every community we do business with.
We have 2 minutes left on the Rusk Report. How are the quick fill gas stations doing? You own them. 400 gas stations and convenience stores with Quick Fill and Red Apple Group. How's that going?
Don't forget, 100% American crude oil. Other people can't say that, whether it's Venezuelan crude or Saudi Arabia crude. Why don't, you know, I urge my customers out there, thank you for your business, and I urge our customers, keep buying American crude oil made by Americans, and I think that's one of a very important factor.
Now, you have a new biodiesel facility in Brooklyn. How's that going?
We're building it right now, and in order to come into compliance with state regulations in our state and our city, and it's not going easily, but it's going. It's almost we're almost getting there.
Very good. And you also believe that Trump will be good for the economy in the next couple of years?
I pray for his success, because with his success comes American success. The people that are finding reasons to argue with him, I would ask the question, why are you praying for his downfall just to win another election? I mean, let's pray for America's success. He's the president. Let's go by what, you know, his way. When there's an election, if you don't like Donald Trump, vote against him. If you like what he's doing, vote for him. And that's what it comes down to. That's what Americans are supposed to do. Not to create reasons to fight over nonsense.
I'm sorry we have to bring the Rusk Report to a close. Special thanks to Matt Waning, Ella Bialik, and our Director of Production, Kevin Carr, who's been with us for over 15 years with the Rusk Report. We also dedicate this program in memory of former Sheriff of Erie County, Tom Higgins, who just passed away yesterday is the day of this taping, and we dedicate this program in his honor. Also, we salute the efforts of John Katsimatidis Sr. to beautify these vacant properties in Buffalo, Lackawanna, Amherst, and Tonawanda with United Refining. Thank you for enlightening us. A great success story, John Katsimatidis Sr. Have a great week.
Thank you for having me.
You've been listening to The Rusk Report, a program that takes an inside look at the Western New York community with news, features, and special guests. If you have any comments or suggestions, please write to Brian Rusk, 500 Corporate Parkway, Suite 200, Amherst, New York, 14226.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.